Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 239 with Amanda Peart, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 21st of September 2025.
Send a challenge feed and boss in cherry with the onion dar. All them giddy at the water give it the in the morning. Cherry look the letter upon it, drew his sword and scabbard from. Follow me, my merry pen, and we'll meet Johnny Cope in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? And are your drums a beating yet? If you were walking, I would wait to get to the coals in the morning. Now, Johnny, be as good as your word, and let us try with fire and sword. Then he flee like a fricked bird that's chased its nest in the morning. Johnny Cope, he heard all this, he said to himself, knew it wouldn't be a risk in a saddle, a horse in readiness to play a war in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Are your drums beating yet? If you were walking, I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Now Johnny, get up and run the Highland bagpipes maggot in. Tis better to sleep in a hail skin, it'll be the bloody morning. Hey Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Are your drums beating yet? If you were walking, I would wait to gang to the coals in the morning.
21st of September 1745 is the date of the Battle of Preston Pans. During the Jacobite Rising of 1745, most of the British army was engaged fighting the French on the continent in the War of the Austrian Succession. For Charles Edward Stuart, otherwise known as Bonnie Prince Charlie, this provided a welcome opportunity to try to recover his kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. The Battle of Preston Pans was the Jacobite army's first encounter with a hastily recruited loyalist army consisting mostly of inexperienced and badly equipped troops, and started a campaign that at first appeared quite victorious, but found a dismal end at Culloden the year after. On the 19th of August, Prince Charles Edward and his Highland adherents raised the Jacobite standard at Glenfinnan and began their march east and south, gathering fighting men to their cause as they went. They entered Perth on the 5th of September and then moved on to their goal, Edinburgh. The capital was secured in a bloodless coup on the night of the 16th of September, and the next day the prince went to the Murcott Cross in the High Street and proclaimed his father king. Then the Jacobite army rested. General Sir John Cope was also in the Highlands in pursuit of the Jacobites, his goal the same as theirs, Edinburgh. On the 4th of September he left Inverness to march to Aberdeen, where the Hanoverian army embarked for Dunbar. Cope arrived there on the 17th of September, a day too late, for Edinburgh was already in the enemy's hands. 2 days later, the government forces were at Haddington, and on the 20th of September, Cope took up his position near Preston on a flat area of bogs and coal pits some 11 miles east of Edinburgh on the shore of the Firth. That same day, the Jacobite army left its bivouac at Dunningston and marched towards Preston Pans. That night, both armies lay down in the chosen field of battle to wait an encounter the following day. During the night, however, it was decided that the prince's position was unsuitable, and before daylight a local man led the Jacobites through the marshland in a flanking movement around Cope's army, which put them between the Hanoverians and the sea. At dawn, the Jacobites attacked, and within 10 minutes the battle was over. So, today's dances will be all connected with the 1745 uprising. We will have two dances called Hey Johnny Cope, a reel by Hugh Foss from Dances to Song Tunes, and then a three-couple jig by Roy Clowes. In the reel, one set, turn with two hands, lead down to cross through the threes, and cast up to face first corners. Hello, goodbye, setting, and on the last two bars, as one's Petronella to second place, twos and threes cross right hand. In the next eight bars, one's cast to their right, and then turn left to face first corners, while twos and threes on the sides set and change right, then chase halfway clockwise. The last eight bars are corner, partner, corner, partner. The band is Peter White and his Scottish Dance Band. Walter White's band played Hey Johnny Cope, The Lasser Gowrie and The Bride. The three-couple jig of the same name by Roy Clowes is a series of chases, ones and twos set, first lady followed by partner cast, and dances half a figure of eight up through the twos to second place. Repeat with the threes, though with first man leading. Then top and bottom couples chase clockwise to the other end, all three couples circle to the left, then repeat but in the opposite direction. The recording is by Deirdre Adamson, but a change from the Hey Johnny Cope tune. Deirdre Adamson LP called Off She Goes. Those jig tunes were Christine McCaskill by Douglas Maxwell, Miss Diane Cunningham and Master David R. Cunningham, both by their father, David I. Cunningham. Leaving Johnny Cope, we'll move on to Bonnie Prince Charlie. Because He Was a Bonnie Lad is a medley collected by Mary Isdall McNabb, for which Muriel Johnston recorded the music. The dance is for a longwise four-couple set and is then fairly unique, as it is once through 64 bars Strathspey and then a different 48 bars in real time. Thank you. tunes which Muriel Johnston played were the name tune Because It Was a Bonnie Lad, Marchioness of Huntly by William Marshall, and the 21st of October, not September, which would have been even more perfect. Wabi King But Charlie is another dance by Hugh Foss from his Dances to Song Tunes book. All very straightforward for 24 bars. Then, twos, ones and threes circle three quarters to the left in four bars, drop hands, and while the twos and threes continue to dance onto place, the ones pull back left shoulder and cast left to second place and cross right. This time we will hear from Ian Cathcart and his band, who also recorded for Hugh Foss's dance book. plethora of song tunes played by Ian Cathcart's band, Wabi King But Charlie, Lassie Come and Dance With Me by Neil Grant, My Big Kilmarnock Bonnet, The Wee Kookooburee Centipede by Matt McGinn, The Reason Do I Wear the Kilt, and Scotsman Everyone, both by Harry Lauder. The Geely Peace Song by Adam McNaughton, and Bonnie Wee Jeannie McColl by Joe Gordon. Hey Charlie is a 4x48 bar strass bay by an unknown deviser with no recording. Odd ladies, even men, advance and retire and do-si-do. Then their partners repeat. Ones turn right, cast and turn left to face first corners. Full reel of four with first corners, then with second corners. And to complete the progression, ones dance a half figure of eight up, cross down between the threes and cast down to fourth place. For this, I have chosen the recording for Elwyn Strass Bay by Ian Holmes and his band, with Ian Powery.
Thank you.
That recording by Ian Holmes and his band with Ian Powery from Highlander Music 4 was the three traditional tunes, Orange and Blue, The Lad with a Plaidie and Caskin Braes. Bonnie Charlie is a four-couple longwise reel devised by Ed Stern in 1985 to teach reels of four. The recommended recordings are for the White Cockade, which is an 8x32 bar reel. Sometimes older recordings can be 4x32, but of the 10 recordings, most of which I have, they are all 8 times through. So here is Jim Lindsay and his band, and I'll fade it out after 4 times. Jim Lindsay played all traditional tunes. We heard The White Cockade, Bonnie Mally Lee, Willie's Gone to Melville Castle and Duncan Gray. The seventh tune would have been Hey Johnny Cope again. The White Cockade was a rosette of ribbon worn on the bonnet, or in the case of ladies, pinned on the bodice of a gown. It was the visible symbol of the Jacobites, while the Loyalists or Hanoverians wore a black cockade. Charlie's jig was devised in 2016 by Sue McKinnell and references a figure in one of Charlie Harrington's dances. One set, cross right, face the twos, set and change left on the sides. Twos and ones, ladies chain. First man followed by partner, cast off, dance up, man turns about and ones turn to face first corners for corners pass and turn. The recommended recording for this is Colin Dewar's version of the Waternish Tangle from the Sky Collection. Colin Dewar and his band played Portree Bay by John McKenzie, Scarce at Tatties by Norman McLean, The Leg of a Duck by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, and Kenny Gillis of Portnoy Long Sky by Peter McFarquhar. Our 8x Strath Bay is Perthshire Highlanders by William Campbell in 1790, published by the RSCDS in Book 17, The Coronation Book. One spent the first 16 bars wandering around the set to finish facing first corners. Turn first corner right, second corner left, and cross to second place. Circle to the left with the threes, then rights and lefts with the twos, which will be one bar per hand. Neil Copland and his band played for the RSCDS on the CD version in 2010. Neil Copeland played the Perthshire Highlanders, the Lynn Pot by Ian Duncan, Jim Brown of Kintillo, and Mrs. Agnes Crow of Balmullo, both by Angus Fitchett, Glenfiddich by Hebby Gray, Claymore Strass Bay by Angus Cameron, and the Bobby Harvey Strass Bay by Angus Fitchett. Highland Laddie is an even earlier dance, 1754, published by the RSCDS in Book 4. The original song was pre or early Jacobite, and there were many versions before Robert Burns wrote his, borrowing heavily from those already in existence. Here is Neil Barron and his band for the RSCDS. traditional tunes from Neil Barron and his Scottish Dance Band, Cairney Mount, Highland Laddie, Greenwood Side, and Sweet Maid of Glenda Rolfe. Our last Jacobite dance is the Jacobite's Jig by Gene Atwood. Ones and twos set and half right hand across, set and cross right hand. Ones and threes repeat that. Ones lead up for one, set to each other, lead up again, and cast off to first corners for corner partner, corner partner. The recording I have chosen for this is in fact for Haddington Assembly and is by Jimmy Shand and his band. Shand and his band played Haddington Assembly by William Fraser, Lord Cathcart, and a traditional air. We will finish with the reel 21st of September, again from William Campbell in 1796 and published in RSCDS Book 17. This dance has two three-couple allemands, both beginning facing up, but for the first, all dancers are on opposite sides and the allemand goes to the right. The second one is standard. So, I stayed with Neil Copland's version as well, rather than Alastair Wood from the original LP.
Thank you.
Neil Copland and his band played The Cross of Inverness by Captain Simon Fraser. Mrs. Janet Ellis and Bobby Colgan's Delight, both by Angus Fitchett. And Morag's Reel by Bobby McLeod. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Join me again next week. Bye!